The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Good morning, everybody! Is it morning yet? Is everybody nice and awake while they're listening? Well, welcome to Globally Local FM. Today, we're coming right at you with episode 76, Auckland, on a tight intro. Ready? Auckland is in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, okay. I thought it's a question, but yes, I agree.
But before we get into all of that, Rudy, there's a little something I have prepared for you. And I'd be really curious to
Definitely
see how
afraid.
You do. So, as you know, on our show, we travel around the world. We check out different places. And
we do.
I was prepping this episode and I was pondering, I wonder how well Rudy remembers some of the places that we've been. That are definitely on the more niche side.
Fuck you. I literally talked about this with a friend yesterday because he was like, he was talking about an episode of ours and I was like, oh yeah, which country was that? And then he was like, bro, you don't know your own episodes? I'm like, listen, when you record like four of them in a row and like 2 weeks like in between, it's all a blur. So no, I don't. And now you're about to just expose me. You know what?
So
do it, bitch.
Well, Marie, this is a great chance for you to do well. So I'm excited to see you win today.
Uh-huh. Can I just, guys, for our listeners, I am the content manager and the creative director. Nothing else for this show. I am not the brains, if you will.
I would argue that you are the brains because you pitched the idea of the whole show.
Because I knew that your brains would love it. I sold the idea to you without realizing how much of my pride I'm selling away by exposing myself like this.
See, Rudy knows that to get me on board, there has to be something geo-based. Otherwise, I'm not interested. And that's where we ended up. So, Rudy, this is not going to be a judgment of you. I was just curious to see how you would do. I picked out a couple episodes which I think have somewhat niche countries that you may or may not remember. And so what I'm going to ask of you is that you tell me the continent / general location as best as you can remember.
Fuck, I'm going to expose so bad. Okay, let's run.
I think, honestly, Rudy, I think you'll do great. That's my genuine thought. I think you're underselling yourself. So the first one is, and I think you'll definitely get
I'm
this
I'm actually
one,
getting
is,
nervous.
The first one is Nauru. Do you remember where that one is, Rudy?
Nauru. Nauru is an... Look at that first. Let me guess this. Island?
Yes.
Where was that island? Oh, my goodness. Well, only really two places where it could be, to be honest. Ah, Nauru. Is it like... How would you call it? Like Oceania?
Yes. So
it's the east coast of Australia, like off there, right?
Well, if you in very like, broad terms, yes.
Yes, like super, like into the Pacific east coast. That's what I mean.
Yes, it's like it's still a couple thousand kilometers away, but
yes. Same thing.
I mean, look, I was just mainly looking for the continent, really. So I think you did good.
Okay.
If this rings a bell, that's the Phosphate Island.
Oh yes, yes.
Yes.
Where then, there were a lot of Lamborghinis at some point.
Yes. And a lot of canned food now.
Yeah.
they number
canned
two.
The Lambos.
Number two is Andorra.
Andorra. Okay. Now we begin with this shit. Nothing against Andorra. People who listen, nothing against Andorra. I'm mad at myself for not knowing this. But this will be, oh, fuck off. I'm blanking right now. No. This is going to be South America?
No.
Fuck!
This is the little country between France and Spain.
What? Oh! Fucking hell. Yes.
All right, that's all right, Rudy. You're one for two. That's all right. Number three is Belize.
Belize. Belize City is the city with it, right?
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it? Was it? No, I'm not remembering.
I think it was Belize City or something like that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
This is going to be South America?
Sure it was. This is Central America.
Oh, yeah.
/ North America. This is the one next to Mexico.
Okay, makes sense. Well, at least it was in the same general area. If we're talking about continental general area.
It was. Actually, is it part of Latin America? I don't know if it is, because it was a British colony. I guess it wouldn't be. But maybe.
Would you have counted if I said the general Caribbean area?
Yeah.
Because Caribbean, is it only the islands, or is it also like the strip of land that is like on the left?
I think if you're talking about the Caribbean, you're generally referring to the islands. But really, I would count that as close enough because it's basically where it is.
Okay. Can I get a half a point?
Yeah, sure. So 1.5 out of 3 right now. Rudy,
50% win rate. That's still good.
On to Kosovo.
Kosovo. Kosovo? We did an episode on Kosovo?
Yes. You should have seen people how he like looked into the camera. He was right there, fully concentrated for a minute.
Yeah, because I don't remember this as an episode to begin with. I remember the previous ones, but Kosovo, I don't remember. Okay, this is gonna be is that? I'll say it this way: east of Europe. I don't know if it counts as Central Asia, but it's like that. Like that region, no?
It's just in Europe, yeah. Eastern Europe, yeah. But it's definitely...
Well, I did say east of Europe, so...
You said east of Europe, you're not eastern.
Oh, come on. Right. I knew
that's
it was somewhere
half point,
there.
Rudy. I'll give you a half point. It's the... Sure. It's a little country between Serbia, Albania, and... Bosnia? No. North Macedonia. Albania, North Macedonia, and Serbia. There you go. Sorry. I really apologize to all the map cells out there.
It's okay. I'm in this episode, so they can be angry at me.
Second to last, Rudy, is Djibouti.
Djibouti.
So 2 out of 4 right now?
Yeah. Djibouti. Was this also like Djibouti City or something like that?
It actually was. Very good memory, Rudy.
I remember.
You're popping off.
Yeah, if only I would remember where the hell that is. Djibouti. Where was Djibouti? Where was Djibouti?
I was waiting for that.
Honestly, you know what? This is going to be psychology right now. I'm going to say that Djibouti was in Central. Henry's gave me eyes. Central something. Am I right with saying central something?
Not really.
Then it's central.
I said not really about the central part.
Central
maybe
Oceania. I don't know.
No, unfortunately, that. So Djibouti was a little African country at the Horn of Africa, like right near Yemen. If that
when you think about it, if you look at a modern map, Africa is kind of in the center of it.
Right, central, globally central is, I guess, what you should have said then.
Yeah, because we're all about global and local in this podcast.
Yeah. That's also relative. Anyway, so that's 2 out of 5, Rudy. Honestly, I think you've done fine so far. I didn't expect you to fully remember all of these. And the last one, Rudy, for 10 bonus points. Equatorial Turkey.
Oh, Equatorial Turkey. Yeah, right. I have to remember where it was. I mean, it's on Ecuador. Right? Like, Equator. Rather, Ecuador. No,
right.
Equator. Equatorial Turkey, where was it? Well, I think, wasn't it like close to India?
I think you've smashed it out of the park, Rudy. That's 10 points. And therefore end with a 12 out of 6, Rudy. That's a 200%
success. Thank you so much. Thank you. That one, the last one, you know, like that was for my homies. The ones from Equatorial Turkey, that is. That one, I don't know. It would have felt really bad to not get that one right.
Right. So, you know, I would say that Rudy is broadening his horizons by being here. And I'm very proud of our big man for that, you know.
Okay, jokes aside, I don't remember sometimes, you know, as now proven, these nicher places, I guess. Not niche, but nicher. But doing this podcast actually has increased my map awareness.
Well, you do learn about, like, random places that you wouldn't have known of before. And that's also why the whole concept appealed to me. That's why we're doing it as well. So it's not just for you, dear listeners.
At your heart, you are an educationer.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Look at you, looking there in your blanket like a monk, a wise man.
All right. Well, then, because this has already taken a minute, we're quickly going to move on to the facts about New Zealand. So, Rudy, Auckland is the largest city in New Zealand, as you might know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you've never looked at it on a map, people, then I would encourage you to do so, because it's actually a very, like, on a very funky position. It's like on a peninsula. On North Island.
I really
like
how it looks.
And so, like, the land where Auckland is becomes like quite a thin strip of land, and it's just the entire city is just on there, and then spread out towards both sides where there's more land again. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's a pretty funky,
very
shape.
Unique city. Very satisfying to look at it.
Yes. So definitely have a look on the map. What else do I have? Yeah, located on North Island. And do you want to know a fun fact about New Zealand, Rudy, that specifically pertains to you?
Oh, please do.
Is that New Zealand is about the, I think it's called the antipode. Well, I actually don't remember, but it's basically the exact opposite end of the world to as to where you are.
Oh, really? Like Eindhoven?
So, yeah, if you would put a pin straight through the world, from your position, you would end up somewhere near New Zealand.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool. I did not know that. Thank you.
And I don't know if you've ever seen the meme of making an Earth sandwich.
What? No.
It's where you have two people on opposite ends of the world and they put a piece of bread on the floor.
Oh my god. No, I have not seen this. All I know is whatever you got, like, if you want to dig a tunnel through Earth, whatever you do, you're going to end up in China. All the cartoons taught me that.
That's true. It's probably because once you get down there a bit, the heat starts confusing you.
Yeah.
And you start digging wacky angles.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll leave China for a later episode, Rudy. I don't know when we'll ever do that one, but we'll leave it up to the wheel.
Oh, whoa, shit. I didn't even mean it that way, by the way. I only now recognize, but okay. You know what? That's so good. That's so good. With that good segue, we cannot peek anymore. So we're going to go on straight to the news.
Alrighty. So on today's episode of the news, I've got a nice little article about hunting. We all love hunting. Rudy famously, as proclaimed in the last episode, loves guns and carries one with him at all times.
A Nerf gun.
Right. That's good enough. You know, you can kill things with that. Probably. Hunting dogs, Rudy? How about hunting goat? No, sorry, not hunting dogs, but like hunting dogs. Like the dogs that come with you on a hunt. We're not hunting the dogs themselves. Yeah. Okay. So let me rephrase my article title. So hunting dogs, who needs them when you've got a hunting goat? A New Zealand hunter has trained a little goat to be their hunting partner instead of a hunting dog.
How does that work?
So we'll get into that. They had the goat from when he was a kid, and you know, just for anyone that's not aware, a baby goat is called a kid. So that makes it funny. So please laugh.
Okay, the way you said it did make me laugh. I'm not going to lie.
So from when the goat was a kid, He always liked roaming around their estate. So the owner started to train him from a young age to like assist on hunting trips. And what that means is mostly just carrying supplies. So unlike a hunting dog, it's not like it goes to like assist in the hunt itself. It's mostly just there to vibe and carry supplies.
Mm-hmm.
With this little fella on board, they can carry 20 to 30 kilograms of extra equipment.
Yo!
And he's also having a good time, you know, he's roaming nature. And an added bonus, what they said is that the like a goat being there confuses the wildlife. So as an example, they said the deer will see, like the deer that they're hunting will see a goat and they're like, what is this fella doing here? Giving them extra time to shoot the deer. That's the
what
example.
The fuck?
Game.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. I mean, fair enough. Like, I was more imagining, for those who are not familiar, honey, have you heard about, like, you know Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Are you familiar with, like, the most, like, sort of, like, more famous Sherlock Holmes stories? Like, for example, The Hound of the Baskerville?
I don't know. I don't think so, probably.
TLDR, huge dog hunts people because he's been, like, I think, like, fasted or something like that. Anyways, point being, imagine you're running through a forest. Mm-hmm. Something's hunting you. It's not a wolf. It's not a bear. It's a goddamn goat. You hide behind a tree and you just hear this like, bah! Shit your pants, start running. Those horns are up your ass, brother. All you hear is just galloping against the rocks.
Well, that's about it. But I guess
it's scary.
Fella...
Have you seen goat eyes? Goat eyes are like the scariest eyes out there.
Well, goats definitely can have a nice set of horns that I wouldn't want to mess too closely with.
Yeah, they're horny people.
All right.
Wait, that actually, I did not mean it that way. That actually came up, not, whatever. You know what? Maybe they are.
Right.
Who am I to judge?
So yeah, he's basically just a funny fella who likes to hang, and he just hangs out, carries some bags on the trip.
What's his name?
It was actually in the article, but I didn't write it down. So
oh,
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Actual bad reporting over there. Come on. You're going to talk about a goat hunter and not tell his name?
He had a pretty funny name as well. It was just like, it's my
favorite.
Oh, what
the fuck? Don't say that without saying the name.
It was my favorite genre of names for pets where it's just like a guy, you know, it's just like some dude's name. Like if you call,
bro,
like if you call your goat like Samuel, you know, anyway, the last thing I've got here is that you like need to have certifications to take animals hunting. And this is actually the first goat that has been licensed by the government of New Zealand to be a hunting goat. So he's now allowed to join on hunting trips. Like legally speaking.
Wow, man, got an ID. That's crazy. Anyhow. That's pretty cool. Not gonna lie, that's a pretty cool article. Mine is not gonna live up to it. Or maybe it will, because this is an article that some people still remember from our listeners, and I know. Henry Survival Instincts Part 2. I also have a quiz for you, buddy, today. As it turns out.
In a new segment? All right.
So the original article was written by a man who basically is advertising for a campaign that would teach Kiwi kids how to swim. By the way, actually, as somebody... Genuine question here. People... I have heard this. The New Zealand people, the people who come from New Zealand, they call each other Kiwis, right?
Right.
If you're not from New Zealand, can you call them this?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I don't know, maybe it's not like it's some cultural appropriation or something like that. Maybe I'm not.
It's like a slur to call them Kiwis.
Yeah. Surprisingly for an island nation, some 130,000 kids have never had a swimming lesson, hence the need for the campaign. What got my attention, however, was the story behind why the guy is campaigning. Here's the reason. He, as a kid, once had been pulled into the sea by the currents, and if not for his cousin to help him out, he would have drowned most likely. He then continued in the article to share the steps you have to perform in order to survive if you find yourself in a similar situation. So, Henry, remember we had a sort of like a short lesson, I believe it was somewhere in Kazakhstan or somewhere, or Mongolia, where you had to survive... In an earthquake in a tall story building?
Yes.
So, now, Henry, I want you to imagine that you've fallen into a harbor, river, or lake, or are caught in a rip. Let's go step by step to see if you survive.
Okay.
Tell me, what's the first thing you do?
Well, the safest thing you can do when you're, like, about to get caught out by the ocean is just don't enter in the first place. You should have never gone swimming, you fool. That's step one.
Okay.
But if you're already in the water because you slipped in, presumably, you silly goose,
yes,
then you stop resisting is part one.
Well, you're not too far off. The first step, I was going to give you shit about it, because the first step is something in the middle of what you said. The first step is like, before you hit the water, if applicable, and if you have time, protect your head with your arms and protect your other organs by hunching over. So do a cannonball if you want. But anyways, you got the second step, which is stay calm and rational. This is the hardest bit. You just fall into the water unexpectedly or find yourself in a situation you were not planning on being in. Your brain will want to panic. Do not listen to it. You are in control. You can make rational decisions. What do you do next?
So you kind of just... you let yourself float along. You, like, don't fight the current because you're going to tire yourself out if you do that. So you kind of just need to let yourself float along until you get into, like, a location where you can swim out of.
Well, goddamn, this guy actually knows what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, because, well, actually, he forgot one thing, which is very, very sort of logical if you are in water. Third step is breathe, and breathe deeply, as it sounds. But anyways, this will help you stay calm and keep your body relaxed. And then, indeed, the fourth step is roll on your back. And fifth is float and look around at your surroundings. What do you do next?
Next, if we presume that you're now out in a place where you can swim out of, I would swim out. I don't know if there's, like... okay, if you can't, you just wait until emergency services hopefully find you.
Yeah, well, basically, indeed, six is signal for help, and seven is what you said, look for an exit, if there is one. But, well, damn, you did not drown today. Congratulations, Henry. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rudy. I would say that this is quite drilled in over here as well. So I feel like I do know generally, what to do. And actually... you know, regarding the whole thing you said about not panicking, I took a first aid course not too long ago, and it was pretty funny because the instructor said, like, all right, so make sure you don't panic, but just for reference, I would be panicking if this happened. It's just basically what she said. So the goal is don't panic, but obviously it's kind of like a natural reaction to be, like, a bit freaked out when, shit goes down. So you gotta just remember to calm yourself down. Yes, you're in the ocean. Yes, you're floating towards your inevitable death. But, you know, maybe you'll make it, buddy. Give it a crack.
You know, me and ocean, we respectfully say to each other, fuck off. and we don't buy much.
That's
but
very
anyways,
respectful,
I think it's time for us to go to the ad.
Do you think reading is boring? Hey, you're one of those kids who used to love a good book, and then high school teachers really got that knack out of you by forcing you to read Macbeth? If you're like me, trying to get back into reading, but God, it's so boring, then I might have a solution for you. Try out... the fuck did they say? Not to be confused with its more popular cousin, Goodreads or something like that. The Fuck Did They Say gives a little twist on your, well, listen experience. Namely, by me reading you something that apparently me or Henry or even Sid have said on this podcast, and the trick is, you just have to guess which episode was it. Well, here, have a sample. So this is what they said. Despite us building this site, or the statue, sorry, as a show of faith, we feel compelled to mention that nobody will ever be a better Christian boy than Henry. Who do you think said that? You would be completely correct. Henry himself said that about himself in episode 67, Yerevan, Armenia. Yeah, like do something where if you die, you don't spoil my day. Yeah, like God forbid, it's me who has that day ruined, right? Well, you'd be completely correct. Both of us said that in episode 52, Frankfurt, Germany. I say hi, you're like, okay. And then I shoot somebody, like, well, he wasn't really conspiring, he just shot somebody. That wasn't me. Episode 55, Banjul, Gambia. Damn, it almost sounds like this podcast has nothing to do with radio shows or geography. Well, to be truly sure, I think you should listen some more to truly investigate. Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tomu Huza.
Okay, I gotta say, I was playing along in my mind as well, and I got all of them correct, so...
Damn.
Not necessarily that that was a very difficult challenge. For number two, I was like, you know, that could go either way. I feel like either of us could have said that. And then it turned out to be
maybe we should do, like, at one point, like a bonus episode, just a big Globally Local FM quiz for all of us.
I mean, sounds fun. Sounds fun.
For sure does. I think, though, it's time for you to go to your segment, buddy.
All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. As you land in Auckland, you take time to explore the city, including the various bay and beachside views, but you also take time to head out to the nearby mountains and any hikes that you can find. On your walk through nature, as you enjoy the bushland, you encounter a natural kiwi. You've only eaten the fruits from the grocery store before, so you're excited to give these ones a try. Skin on is apparently a normal way to eat them, though you wouldn't catch me doing that. So you go for a bite, when the kiwi lets out a startled screech. Talking fruit, huh? New Zealand has done it again, you think to yourself, when the kiwi, which is suspiciously shaped like a bird and not a fruit, makes a run for it. Maybe they just have different ways of growing them down here. So if differentiating between a fruit and a bird is not one of your strengths, Rudy, then maybe you can go to New Zealand sometime.
Listen, I'm known to always confuse an origin and ostrich.
Okay, genuine quick question. Have you ever heard of eating a kiwi with skin on? It sounds so bad. Like,
yes,
I think kiwis are like one of my favorite fruits, and just the idea of having that hairy ass skin would just ruin it.
Hairy ass skin. But I fully agree with you. I don't understand it either. I don't understand it. I, to be completely honest with you, don't remember the taste of kiwi because I have not had a kiwi in years. But I remember liking them as a kid.
A good
and
kiwi,
I
don't know. It's the perfect skin. Fruit. It's like sweet and sour, and the seeds add a little crunch. I haven't had one in a long time either.
Yeah,
but
I remember
I
it being
some.
Like that. Like, I have a taste in my mind because it's so.
I will
be honest. Kiwi is a very unique like taste. If you think about it in general, it's a very unique taste. So I think I still remember.
I'll do the
but
same,
maybe
Rudy.
Fuck it.
I haven't
tomorrow
had one in a while, and
a kiwi,
I'm making myself want one by talking about it.
There you go.
Anyway, ready?
All right, ladies and gents, it is time to go. Kiwis? Nope, not the fruit. Well, that as well, but not in this case. No, not the bird. Although I must say, very cute little fluff balls. People, hairy and green inside. Yep, it's a crazy life down there. But hey, what's life without a little fun? Or right? That better go out to some furries, cause we representing, and we asking for listeners. Then what else? Oh yeah, water. Lots of it, everywhere, all at once, and it's cool. You know what's cooler? The coastline. Naturally, ain't straight, but most of these streets and blocks are. Yeah, Kiwis know how to do it, and by it I mean infrastructure, but most likely other stuff as well. Oh yeah, small snag here as well, but no big deal. We also got a couple of volcanoes.
What's that?
Yeah, in the city.
What's that?
Not many. About 50.
What's that?
Yeah, 50. But they're chill. Like rubble once in a while, but hey, so do our stomachs, am I right? So, to sum it all up, people here, aliens who have blessed us with advanced infrastructure and like to keep their toes dipped in some hot magma for that afternoon chill sesh with the homies. If that's what you're looking for, down below you go, my friend.
Hell yeah. Nothing makes life more thrilling than being on the verge of a volcanic explosion at all times.
Eruption. Look, the Pompeii's probably... Pompeii's. Yeah, people of Pompeii probably had a blast, for the lack of a better term.
Hey! Alrighty, everybody. For the local business, so genuinely, usually I just pick something and it's like sort of based in a joke. But what I did this time is I found out there was an Auckland Reddit page where they're like quite active, right? So I actually just looked into a thread looking for recommendations of car mechanics. So Rudy, if your car is in a bad shape, you can go to the Pigeon Mountain Motors. Though I'm not sure if this is a shop run by pigeons on mountains. There's only one way to find out.
That's so true, bestie. On my way. And before I'm on my way, for my local business, I gladly recommend the French Cafe, where they presumably are helping the world by solving one of its nastiest of problems, the French. What do you mean, how they help? It's the French Cafe. They probably eat them without seasoning, just like those goddamn oysters.
The French Cafe, where they're not eating like French food, is like cannibalizing French people. Great stuff. And then for the local radio recommendation, I was going through a few and they were all really weird. Though it might be because I was doing this late at night. One of them was just rhythmic chanting. Another was a guy like talking about conspiracies. So the radio that I'll recommend is 81.
Did you find our own channel on there?
81.1 East FM, who were playing some like niche sounding rock songs. And it had a nice vibe to it for late at night.
Yeah, well, as I said, French Cafe. Well, for my radio recommendation, staying on the topic of food, I recommend Planet Sauce Radio for that saucy horoscope of today.
Fuck it out.
Also, random thought, but you know what I thought of whilst writing this? Remember how we talked about the Voyager spacecrafts and how both of them have like the golden discs of humanity and music included?
Yeah.
Remember we did that for, I think, Vagabond Dilemma?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Voyager spacecrafts, both of them have like a golden disc on them, which is supposed to be like if aliens ever find it, then you know there's like sounds of humanity in there. And you can find the list on actually NASA's website, I believe, of all the music that's on there. It's a lot of like from Germany specifically, there's a lot of classic music on there. There's also like chants of like native people from all over the world. And it's like, it's a whole catalog. Anyways, random thought, but I thought, would it not be kind of cool to have like a radio play whatever the Voyager is playing in this moment?
It would probably not make a great radio. Wouldn't it just sound like shit?
No, it wouldn't, but it would be cool. You just like, just the idea, you're listening to the same thing as Voyager now, which is like basically leaving our solar system by now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What's the latest on that, Rudy? Have we found any aliens yet?
I think we are still one of those neighborhoods which the bus does not stop at.
I like that.
There's a little callback for a way back when, but the joke was back then, for those who are not listening to Vagabond Dilemma, that me and Henry basically concluded that I think the aliens, they're out there and they definitely know about us, but if we're talking about our galaxy as a neighborhood, then our solar system is that one corner where we don't fuck with those. We don't go. They're fucking savages. So the bus does not stop at our solar system.
All right. Well, Rudy, thanks for joining us in Auckland. I guess we'll wrap it up here. I'm handballing this to you because I'm forgetting what I was supposed to say. No.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I thank Henry, and you can thank me, dear listeners.
Thank you, Rudy.
At 000 RUDYS000, so 000 Rudy 000 on Instagram. Why would you thank me? Because you just listened to episode 76 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. And if you want to even, you know, be expand your gratitude towards Henry, you can find him in
eating kiwis, I think, in a grocery store near you.
Fucking meet and greet, eating kiwis. That's about it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. We are gonna see you next time in
Guangzhou in China.
That is true. Anyways, how are we getting there? I recommend stuffing ourselves into a geyser and waiting for it to shoot us in the right direction.
That's a great idea, but I also just have a direct flight, so I'll leave that to you.
You don't worry, I'll catch up with my geyser shot.